Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Hamas releases two more hostages, this time two elderly Israeli women who were taken from their homes earlier this month. CBS's Tony DeCoppel spoke with Israel's chief military spokesperson, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, about its dual mission of rescuing hostages and eliminating Hamas.
For the families of the more than 200 people still held by Hamas, Hagari had little comfort.
Can you at least tell them tonight that they are alive? And that they are not being mistreated.
I cannot tell them that. We're in a war, and our goal is to bring everybody home as long as it takes.
Israel increases its airstrikes on Gaza. CBS's MTS Tayeb reports from East Jerusalem.
The destruction here is near total. The Israeli military said it targeted the Al-Ansar Mosque because Hamas was using it as a, quote, terrorist compound. In the apartment next door, the force of the airstrike, the Israeli media says was from a fighter jet, was so powerful it blew a hole through the joining wall.
Super fog, dense fog, and smoke from wildfires near New Orleans is being blamed for an I-55 pileup in South Louisiana that has killed at least seven people. This woman's relatives were in one of the 158 vehicles involved.
She calls me, Mama, they've had a bad wreck, and we're in it, but we're okay. And my granddaughter is a doctoring student, and she just jumped out immediately and went to start doing what she could to save lives.
An off-duty pilot is facing multiple attempted murder charges after allegedly trying to shut down a Horizon airplane's engines mid-flight. Joseph Emerson was in the cockpit jump seat of the flight from Everett, Washington to San Francisco. The plane was diverted to Portland, Oregon, where law enforcement officers were waiting. CBS's Chris Van Cleef.
The FBI and local police are still investigating, but so far no clear motive. Emerson is behind bars, expected in court to face those 167 criminal charges.
The United Auto Workers' decision to strike an important Ram pickup truck plant is drawing the ire of Stellantis. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
Stellantis says it's outraged with the decision to expand the strike. It adds 6,800 workers to the picket lines and halts production of Ram 1500 pickups. Those are the company's most profitable product. The union says it's trying to move the company toward a deal. Despite the escalation, talks to end the strike continue.
Carried into Indianapolis's Lucas Oil Stadium in the womb, but left swaddled in a blanket. A woman gave birth during the Indianapolis Colts-Cleveland Browns game yesterday. She was days from her due date. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The brain is unpredictable. Sometimes it works with you, and sometimes it gives you a hard time. But one thing's for sure, getting your thoughts out is therapeutic. If you keep them bottled up, you can get exhausted, overwhelmed, or prone to outbursts. When you talk to a BetterHelp therapist, you can just say what's on your mind. In fact, the more honest you are about your thoughts, the better your therapist can help you sort out what's most important. And that makes you a better parent, friend, colleague, you name it. Life doesn't owe us any favors, but finding happiness doesn't have to feel impossible. With BetterHelp, just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist who shares your values. And it's easy to switch therapists anytime, for no additional charge. Plus, you can schedule appointments that are convenient to your schedule. Give it a try, and say whatever's on your mind, with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/gain today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gain.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely overnight, otherwise cloudy. Lows dip down to about 49, southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 69, cloudy skies expected. Overcast tomorrow night, isolated thunderstorms likely, lows level off around 58. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 50.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Unwanted sexting or photos, inappropriate jokes, even tickling or wrestling can feel like a violation. Catcalling, cornering, or groping, getting them drunk or high for sex. Recording sexual acts without permission. Hurting someone because of their sexual orientation. Raping a family member, a child, a date, a friend, a stranger. Purchasing a human being for sex. You make the choice every single time. Sexual violence is many things. Make a choice. Do not do it.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Back to school season is here. And while this is an exciting time for parents, kids, and educators, let's not forget how far we've come in our battle against COVID-19. We're in a better place, but COVID-19 is still here, and we need to continue to help protect our communities. With the flurry of new schedules and classrooms, let's not overlook the fundamentals of staying safe. Wash your hands regularly and watch for any symptoms like fever, chills, a cough, or shortness of breath. Should you or someone you know have COVID-19 symptoms, stay home and get tested. Find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us. Let's have this back-to-school season be a time of renewed commitment to our collective health and brighter future for our Native communities. Again, find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
When a drunk driver hit my car, the structural integrity and safety features of my Toyota Sienna saved my life. I will always own one. That's it. That's the ad. I don't think I need to add anything else, but I'll gladly mention their sales team is attentive and friendly, their service department is the best in the state, and their vehicles, you can put a lot of faith in the quality and safety of a Toyota vehicle. The structural integrity and safety features of my Toyota Sienna saved my life. I will always own one. That says it all. Rudy Luther Toyota, 5 miles west of Minneapolis on 394.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1, U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl!
Howl!
Right on, Kevin. Thanks a lot. Hey, we're with...
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Excited to see more Native people on TV and representing. Again, tonight is the Stories from the Stage, and Kevin's going to be involved in that. And it's exciting, Kevin, too. My eyes really perked up when I saw about the Sasquatch or Bigfoot. That was a good one.
Yeah, no, I think audiences will really enjoy that one. I know I did, so can't wait to watch it again.
So how did you get involved with that?
They had tryouts. They had they put out the call for story ideas. And so I submitted my story idea and luckily was chosen among the other five storytellers who were chosen. So,
wow, that's excellent. Well, let's jump into this and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about the special on tonight. At what time?
It's 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
So us people here are central.
That's earlier here.
that's an hour earlier here in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and wherever else we're being beamed from. But your thoughts about Killers of the Flower Moon. Wendy and I got to see that, the opening, and then we didn't realize there was a pre-opening, so we missed out. We had FOMO. People were watching it the day before the opening.
Yeah. Yeah, wow, it was an amazing film. I just thought that... just beautifully shot, incredible performances. You know, I definitely think Lily Gladstone should be in the running for an Oscar. I think, you know, I liked Leonardo DiCaprio's performance. I know he's got mixed reviews from it, but I thought he did a pretty good job. And Robert De Niro, of course, is Robert De Niro. But it's just an incredible tale, you know. It's something that you know, I did read the book. By the same name, so I knew the history, but I don't think very, very few people knew that history before they would see this film. And so that's great, you know, that it opened a lot of eyes, hopefully will open a lot of eyes, continue to open eyes, and people will continue to learn about this incredible story, horrible, horrific story,
yeah,
you know, of murder among the Osage people.
I read that originally Leonardo was going to be the sheriff and the whole movie was going to be based on the FBI's experience. And then during short shooting, George Floyd happened. Also, people were found out about the Black Wall Street, and it really, really affected them. And he changed parts.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Martin Scorsese decided that, you know, it wasn't as engaging a story to focus on the FBI agent. And I'd like to think that he also saw that, you know, this white savior trope that, you know, having this FBI agent come in and kind of save the Osage people didn't work either. But I know for sure that he's told various news outlets that that it was a more engaging story focusing on Ernest and Molly Burkhart.
Mm-hmm. And kind of,
I don't know if I call it a love story because
right.
It was very, yeah. Anyway, I won't get too much into that, but
right.
But yeah, they thought it was just a better story and they went with it.
Wendy, the performances were amazing, like Kevin said.
Yeah, they were. They were unbelievable. And I hope that I was just looking up. There was only one other Native American actor who got an Oscar, and that was back in 1982.
Oh, really?
And if I could bring it up again.
That's amazing because we have, I don't know if you know this, Kevin, but in the Twin Cities, we have Will Studi here doing a play at the Orpheum, and it's been exciting, and it's great to see the old schoolers out there still working it, and he has an Academy Award, too, but it was for his work over the years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's great. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, it was amazing to me. I don't know, the filters in the camera, kind of the yellowish tint to the whole thing. I don't know, I'm sure that was done on purpose, but it reminded me kind of, definitely it was as a timepiece, kind of a Godfather-ish kind of look to it with the filters and the lights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I love that whole ambiance that it created. Really put you in that setting. You know, 1920s Oklahoma, and it was just an incredible sort of depiction of this Oklahoma community that where these murders happened. And I was struck by how well it depicted this cottage industry that I would say that was built up around this Osage wealth. You know, all of these sort of white businesses that were created and really, really exploited that wealth. You know, there was this one scene where an Osage man was being buried and, you know, they were going to charge him, his family, $2,000
mm-hmm.
to bury him, whereas they were going to charge other white families $200 for the same
right.
cost of burial. And every level of that community was built around exploiting Osage wealth.
You know, reading the book, it really makes me sad, too, because this is based on a true story that Molly didn't live long after that, maybe another 10, 12 years, and went through all that. She believed her husband for a long period of time.
You don't want to give too much away.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Wendy.
There might be a spoiler alert, so.
Well, let me change subjects then. They took second place. They grossed $23 million. Dollars, which is a good start for a period piece like that, and with the heavy hitters and a 3.5 hour movie that really didn't seem like 3.5 hours to me.
No, not at all. I have friends who don't want to see it because it's 3.5 hours, but you have to. I mean, it's not going to be the same watching it on Apple TV or wherever mm-hmm. It's going to show up next. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Wendy and I talked about the next day, and it's always a good barometer. Wendy said that she would watch it again, and that's mm-hmm. a commitment.
And it kind of stuck with me the next day. Like, I thought about Molly. I thought about the characters. I thought about the Osage people. Like, I was thinking about them the next day after I watched the movie. So that's always a good barometer that a